Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Train welcoming you to the second hour of our happy Mother's Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. Excuse me, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website, click on listen upper left, and then listen online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And delighted to say that email that came in was from our wonderful Diane, who is a regular here on the show and part of our family. And she says that she checked it out. She says, Martha, your Animal World Facebook page looks normal and it shows 444 followers. Well, I'm glad to hear that, because when I go into, you know, my business side of it, it says I've won, that they, you know, that everything else was deleted. So anyway, I guess it looks normal from your perspective. So thank you, Diane, for checking on that. I appreciate that. And she said that she is going to be calling in for her remote treatments today. So we're looking forward to hearing from you. And if you would like to call in as well, And our phone lines are wide open. David needs something to do, so you got to call him. And local number 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. Now we know Diane's out there because she sent us an email. But as far as we know, it's me and David, Linda, Dr. Nels, and Diane. Oh, that's a little too lonely around here. So, who else is out there? Pick up your phone. We'd like to hear from you. 425-373-5527 and toll free is 888-298-5569. And Dr. Nels said, don't be afraid. Because, like I said, there's nobody here. It's just us.
Just roly-poly lab puppies.
Yeah, just us. Just us chickens, except for Linda. How'd you get that very cool border on you? Did you do?
It's one of the
So, is it a filter
visual
or
effect, I think.
one of the effects? Let's see. Let's see. Background, avatars, filters.
I like
Boy.
mine because I just painted it and I don't have to punch buttons to make it do things.
Well, yeah,
That's
you
right.
got a green. Yeah, well, I don't know. I didn't find it right away, but well, I didn't. I didn't look in the filters though. I wonder if it's a filter. The
So one
studio
of I
effect.
had a suggestion.
Oh.
If we don't get so many callers that we
We
have
run
to.
out of stuff to talk about.
So one of the things that is on my mind is that when holidays like Mother's Day come around, of course, many people's mothers are no longer with them, and that or there may be some sense of estrangement or something. So, we might want to do some kind of a just sort of for everyone balancing
A Mother's
around.
Day balancing of some kind you
Yeah,
would do for us?
yeah.
That sounds
So.
really good. That sounds great. Now there may be activity on the phone because David was on the phone. Let's go ahead and we'll plan to work that in. Linda, I think that's an excellent idea because Mother's Day can be a wonderful day. And you might have great memories of mom, or there's still stuff going on. You're still creating wonderful memories. Like that's why Stacy Buck, our call screener, isn't in today because her girls have a wonderful day planned for her.
But she's on the phone now.
Well, okay, I guess my intuition is working well because she just popped in my mind, and that's why I mentioned her. But it wasn't, she didn't just pop in. She's calling. She's on the phone. So looks like maybe we have somebody else. So I'm delighted because I was going to say Stacy's not with us because her girls have a wonderful day planned for her. But apparently it's not started yet because we get to have her first. So let's go right to the phones, David and Stacy. Good morning. Welcome back. So glad you're here. Good morning, Stace.
Good morning. Hey, Martha. Hey, Linda.
Now you're breaking up somewhat. Are you in your?
Yeah, I'm in my car. Is that a problem?
Well, I think if you hold still, maybe it'll be okay because that sounded all right. So how
That
are
better?
you?
I'm good.
All
Yeah.
right. Are you getting ready to meet your girls and do something wonderful today?
Yeah, I'm on my way to their house, and then we're gonna have brunch. And then we're going wine tasting later today.
Oh, I thought about you last night because I was watching, Jackson Galaxy, my cat from hell shows. Well, and there was a commercial. No, maybe it was on the news. Anyway, I was talking about events today, and it made me think of you because I remember, you remember your girls took you to visit the reindeers once?
The reindeer, yeah, a
Yeah,
couple Mother's
okay.
Day
Well,
ago.
the event, it's going on today. I don't think you guys are going. But the event was called Brunch with Alpacas, and it's in
Oh,
Duval.
that would
And I thought of that. I thought, oh,
have
I
been
wonder if Stacy's girls know there's brunch with alpacas going on in Duval today. That'd be a perfect place to take Stacy.
fun. Oh, we went to
Anyway,
that
so I thought
alpaca
of you
farm
and
once. That
brunch
was
with
fun.
alpacas. They're so
Yeah.
cute, you know? All right. So I assume you're calling in about your kids. Happy Mother's Day from Tank and Bags, by the way.
Yes.
And I hope you got yourself something wonderful for Mother's Day from your Frenchies.
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right. So how are they doing? And does anybody have anything going on that Nels needs to work on today?
Yeah, well, you know, Bags is getting a little dumpy and itchy again. I'm not sure what his deal is.
So a little of the itchy, you said?
Yeah, he just a little wants to, I don't know if it's playful, but he's jumping on Tank, and she's older, and she doesn't want to play. But he just gets a little riled up more often.
Ah, okay. Well, it looks like, Dr. Nils, you're able to connect right into Bags. Is that?
Yep.
And you're already stuck.
He and I are old buds.
Okay.
And I'm going on a trip this week for a few days, and they're going to be boarded, so maybe give up a little calmness. I've been talking to them. So.
Uh-huh. Okay,
yes.
So.
Well, I'm actually working on the fight or flight stuff right now, so that should be very useful.
All right, and then when Dr. Nils finishes with Bags, do you want him to move on to Tank?
Sure, why not?
Because she's going to be boarded too. All right,
right.
Okay, so he's doing Bags. He'll then go to Tank. And are you ready for a Mother's Day tune-up for yourself with Linda?
Sure.
All right, Linda. You are in charge.
Okay. So, Stacy, are you driving?
Yes,
oh, that's
I
a good
am.
Question.
Yeah.
I won't close my eyes or anything.
Yeah. So let me see. I don't think we want to do this while you're driving.
Yeah, maybe that's not a good idea. But thank you anyway.
Yeah.
Well, unless you can pull over, but it sounds like that may not be an option.
Yeah, I'm not quite going to work out right now.
All right. Well, let's see. Now, Dr. Nils, are you still working on Bags?
Yeah, I was going to switch over to Tank, and I asked, you know, is it time to work on Tank? And I got a very profound no. You're not done with Bags yet.
Okay, so you're still working on Bags.
Yeah.
No, you said you...
really
you
started being a little mischievous again, like fighting on stuff. And I'm like, whoa, what's the matter with you?
Yeah.
Now, I wonder, one of his little quirky things, Stacy, is all of a sudden he got upset with the baristas where you stop by your espresso stand. Is he still okay with that?
No, he was great. We went yesterday, and they were all talking to us right at them, and they were. So he was great.
All right.
Okay,
so it's other quirky things. All right. So with Bags, Dr. Nils, you said you started with the fight flight type work. Was there something else you had to do with him as well?
Something else, and you know, I mean, it's all when you get down to it at its core. There's probably all connected to fight or flight. But I was working on what I think of as the classic fight flight points. And then there was just a little bit more to do, which is part of a general tune-up. And I'm doing a little bit of a general tune-up on Tank now. She does need a little bit.
Well, good. I'm glad we got to her then. And Stacy, you said, are you a business trip, pleasure trip? Where are you headed off to?
Oh, actually, I'm going down to L.A. My wife passed away. So we're good together with family. So it would be good to see my other hand and my cousin.
Yeah, now you're breaking up completely through that whole thing, but I think that you said something like passing away, so I don't think this is a pleasure trip. This is so I'm sorry to hear, but we didn't hear the details of what you said.
Oh, yeah, but kind of in the tunnel. I'm almost out, so it seems like they think I'll be out of here.
Yeah, I'm going to say, Stacy, you're completely breaking up and we can't hear you. So I think we would be best to let you go at this point. Dr. Nils can continue the connection with Tank and you're finished, Dr. Nils. So anything, I think Stacy can still hear us, but anything you want to report on Bags or Tank before we let Stacy go?
Well, Tank just needed a light tune-up, and Bags really wasn't all. I mean, he needed a good tune-up as well, but sometimes he needs a lot more. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'd love to hear a note in another few days about how he responded to this.
Yeah, and I hope whatever you're going to, and blessings to you, Stacy, and all of that. And you know, you can contact Linda off the air if you need to.
Yeah, I don't know. Can you hear me better now?
Oh, there we go. Yes, now I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm just going down to Los Angeles for my actually on Easter.
Isn't that, see, it broke up again, so apparently we're not supposed to talk about that, because you keep breaking up whenever we get to... So whatever it is, blessings to you. Thanks for checking in with us on Mother's Day. You have a wonderful Mother's Day with your girls. And God bless Tank and Bagman. They're all tuned up for their trip to the doggy hotel. And hopefully we'll see you soon in the studio. I'll check in with you next week. All righty, Stacy. Thanks for calling Animal World. And... gosh, it's always fun, Dr. Nils, when Stacy has you work on the Frenchies, because usually you're working on the Bagman. Tank is always pretty perfect. She's the therapy dog and all of that. But Bag's got a lot of quirky behaviors, and I've never really worked with her with behavior stuff with Bags, because we early on when he started having issues, we kind of decided that, well, we won't do the normal training or behavior modification stuff. Well, let Nils work on it. Well, every time you've worked on him, the quirky problems went away.
Yeah, he's had a few. He had that one where he was licking her up one side and down the other every chance he got.
Right.
He wouldn't stop. And then after we tuned him up, he stopped.
Well, and then it's that espresso thing. It's a drive-through espresso, and they come to the car. And all his life, he'd been fine with them. And then all of a sudden, he decided that the baristas were bad, and he started barking and being real reactive when they came to the car. Well, we didn't do anything training-wise. You just worked on him, and he stopped doing it, and he continues. He's never gone back to doing it again. I'm just blown away sometimes at how effective this neuroenergetic balancing and best therapy, how effective it is in sometimes just immediately changing behavior and physical conditions.
Yeah. And on another behavioral one, I worked with an older dog that had separation anxiety. And, you know, this was a 14-year-old dog, and it took us 4 sessions to really iron it all out. But the dog's been good ever since.
All right. Well, I have to say that, you know, I've been doing what I do as a behavior therapist and dog trainer for so many decades. You know, people just kind of say, you've probably seen everything. Well, it's kind of like, well, no. You know, when I do, probably won't be here anymore. But I am seeing the most horrific behavior issues and stuff with dogs that I've ever seen and stuff that I've not seen before. And sometimes I think this happens, and sometimes what happens, I think, is I get the stuff I saw decades ago, I get the same thing back again, and sometimes it's because there's a newer, better way to deal with it. Well, I had that happened this last week with a guess what breed? Frenchie! Oh, man, this is the worst one I've ever seen.
Oh,
ever. And in the middle, we had to stop, and you know, partway through the session, you know, in actually addressing the biggest issue with this dog, because he's just so. Oh, anyway, I'm hoping they'll call in today, because we have got to regroup. But the good news is, I was able to say, you know, I could work through this if I had to, because I know how to do this, but it's not a pleasant process. And I'm not comfortable with that. And I don't want to do that. There's a gentler, kinder way to work through this that we now know. And I realized I was talking to myself in the middle of the session, realizing we don't have to do it the old school way anymore. There's a new school way to do this. So we're, you know, changed boats in midstream. But anyway, some really, really serious stuff. All right, you know, I think we have another caller, but David, we are over time already, And would you prefer we take care of advertisers? I think that's probably we should do that first and then go to the phone call, because otherwise Nathan would stomp around if I did it the other way. All right. David seems to be agreeing with that. So looks like Bettina, you hold on. You will be our first phone call. We are going to take care of advertisers and then right back to the phones. And folks, anyone out there, you want to get in line, now would be the time. 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More phone calls straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW, and we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune in to Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific Time, and now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're almost midway through the second hour of our Mother's Day edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. You can learn all about them at their website, NuProSupplements.com. Best cat vitamins, NuPro Nuggets, they're called, and I can tell you that with the bird flu out there and no raw poultry food available for cats, my cats are not thrilled with their food these days. Well, Buzzy's back on board, but my Sophie is like, oh, I want my turkey. And so in order to get her to eat, I mix up her food, and she goes, and she takes a look, and she maybe has a bite or two. Then she turns around and looks at me and starts screaming. Well, you know, meow! And she wants her NuPro. So I have to go get the jug of NuPro Nuggets, and I come, and I sprinkle them on the top, and she eats her food. Okay? So if you've got picky ones or issues with your kitties eating, you might want to get some NuPro Nuggets for those kitties. So you can learn all about it. NuProSupplements.com. If you can't find them in your pet stores, they're all available on Amazon. And of course, you know, I'm a behavior therapist and dog trainer and work with people privately in their homes. And I'd love to help you or anybody you know that's got problems with their dog friends. So take my phone number, give them my number, tell them I'll always talk to them for free on the phone, and they can call me. We can discuss what's going on. If I'm not the right person to help them, I probably know who is. Or I'll tell them how I work, what's involved. Give them my phone number, 360 217-7258-360-217-7258. And check out our premier sound healer of the Northwest. That's Jude Ponton at the Whispering Dragon Center. It's in her home in Shoreline. You can check her out at whispering-dragon.com or Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. She does great. Very light but powerful chiropractic and acutonics. I mean, she can do the needles, acupuncture if you want, but I find the acutonics, the forks, so much more powerful and directed. Really, really love it. And she can work with you in person or remotely. And she says that the sound healing and the acutonic sessions can help with chronic headache, fatigue, structural discomfort, sleep issues, digestive issues, PMS, menopause, sinus issues, stress, and anxiety. So, who couldn't benefit from a treatment at Whispering Dragon? So give Jude a call, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then. I think it's time to head back to the phones. Everybody's ready. Let's head to Seattle and Bettina. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Linda Rasmussen, Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Hey, Bettina. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
I hope Luna and Skeeter got you something wonderful.
Not yet. I am still waiting.
Okay. Well, you know, unless they know how to drive or use credit cards or something, you know, you kind of have to shop for yourself.
I know.
But my animals get so happy when I tell them what wonderful flowers they got for me. You know, they walk around, oh yeah, we did really good. Mom's happy. And by the way, if you're not a single animal mom like I am, if you have a partner, so that would mean like David and like Nels, you have women in your family that are mother of your animal friends, so you have to represent your animals and get something
for your animal
moms. So hopefully David and Dr. Nels have their bases covered, so the animals have gotten something for their human moms. Anyway, Bettina, what's going on?
I'm calling because Luna definitely needs a reset, and I'm sure Skeeter can use one too. Dr. Nels, I keep trying by myself, but I'm going to have to take another training or keep practicing.
It's coming up this week. Get on the love train. join the class again.
I'm going to see if my
Yeah, and what they're talking about, folks, is what I told you about. If you're a member of Dr. Nels' private membership group, it only costs $10 for a lifetime. That you get to join these free Zoom classes. And what they're talking about is Dr. Nels teaches a class to teach us how to do the Rasmussen reset on our own animals.
It's
really cool.
Reset, yeah, for helping to get your animal out of fight or flight. And it's the first step towards getting them balanced. It's not the complete package. Obviously, that would take a lot more training. It took me years. So anyway, this one little bit that I can teach, though, is a very powerful little bit. And it can take a little bit of work and repeat study just to get it as good as you can get it. So, you know, we should see most of you who've taken it before should join me again.
Well, that's what, you know, I always, a lot of people say, well, you know, I'm just not as good at it as Dr. Nels. And, you know, that's pretty normal, folks. I say all the time, anyone can learn to do this, but how well it works often depends on who's doing it. Well, I don't know anybody that's better at it than Dr. Nels and Linda. But we have to remember that they've been doing, well, I know Dr. Nels has been doing it for decades. I'm not quite sure. Linda, I know you've been doing it for a really long time, too.
I think I'm into 20 years now.
Okay, so you've got a couple of decades going. Anyway, I think they're two of the most gifted healers that I've ever worked for, which is why they do our healing show every month. But I also know, and just having discussed this a little bit with Dr. Nels before, I think a lot of it is because Dr. Nels has done this for so long. He's so good at it. He knows it and he trusts it and he believes in it 100% in every cell of his body. And remember, you know, I tell you how powerful we are with our minds and thought directing energy. I think that makes a huge difference in how successful this stuff is. Not, you know, aside from being just a gifted soul to begin with. But so, Bettina, it's really worth taking the classes again. And in fact, I guess my long-winded story here is that I really want to take this again. I've done this more than once, but I want to take it again. But it's at the time of year that I have another Zoom class at the same time on Wednesday night. So I'm debating, am I going to blow off my spiritual class and do the reset, you know? And so I'm really, so I don't know if I am, but I want to take it over and over again. So I think that's a good idea, Bettina.
And here's what I'll say is, Bettina, if you do want to be a part of it, yeah, you would want to drop me a note if you're going to attend, say yes, and then I'll be sure you get the Zoom link. If you don't tell me, I can't send you the link.
Yeah, it is a Zoom class, so he has to send you the link. So, folks, if you want to join, you have to let Dr. Nels know that you want to join.
In the interest of good radio and to help me get a good clear visual, let's describe Luna, since I'm picking up that she is number one in terms of needing the
So what tuna. Is Luna? What kind of dog is Luna?
So Luna, I believe she is a mix of Chihuahua and Dachshund. So she has a double coat. She's mostly brown or red, depending on somebody's eye color or eyesight. And she has like a light stripe of black going down her back. She also has a little tan and a little white in her body.
And that's cute. Right. And Dr. Nels has got a connection. He's working on her now. And then Skeeter, what kind of dog is Skeeter?
Skeeter, he too is a mix of Chihuahua and something. They're both about 11 pounds. Skeeter's all black, medium energy. he's staring at me. Both of them come running to me when I meditate. Skeeter will be the first to come running and sit next to me and be quiet.
Well, this is that kind of energy is something that our animal friends are naturally in tune with.
Yeah.
So they definitely can be attracted to that. So we've got Nels working on the animals, and if he's able to make the transition between Luna and Skeeter, he will, or he'll let us know if he needs anything more. Now, Bettina, are you ready for a Mother's Day treatment with Linda?
Absolutely.
All right, Linda, you're in charge.
Hi, Linda.
Well, good morning. Hi, Bettina. I'm going to invite you just to think about something that's very important to you right now, just whatever that is. Bring it into your mind and notice how you feel when you think about it. And then set that aside and focus on the feeling of being accurate.
I'm sorry, the feeling of?
Accurate.
For some reason, I can't hear your word.
Accurate.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Accurate and the number four.
Accurate number four.
Am I not coming across?
No, I hear you now.
Okay. Your eyes are closed and looking to the right. And I'm going to have you do some very slow, deep breathing in and out as you think accurate four.
Bettina, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes over to the right. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking accurate, four, accurate, four, accurate, four.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Bettina, with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, then letting your head rise to a comfortable position and think about that important thing that you were thinking of. There's a little more to do. Keep thinking about it. And then focus on the feeling of satisfied. Satisfied and the number five. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead and doing that slow, deep breathing in and out, thinking satisfied five.
All right, Bettina, your eyes are closed, and behind those closed eyes, roll your eyes over to the right side of your forehead, doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking satisfied, five, satisfied, five, satisfied, five.
Perfect. Breathe normally. Once again, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise, bringing that important thing back into your mind. And that is complete.
Yay.
Let's see here. Finding the vibrational frequency. And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of satisfied. And so this is about really letting your awareness be on yourself and feeling satisfied about every aspect of yourself, whether it's something that you do or just being in this moment, feeling satisfied.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
All right, Bettina, let's check in with Dr. Nils before we finish. How did Lunar and Skeeter do with their tune-ups?
Yes, they both needed a tune-up. And with Skeeter, it was kind of interesting. So I was curious, was Skeeter doing anything interesting or having a, you know, behavioral or health-wise that was particularly of note?
Lately, I just feel like he's been a little, like, I have been leaving the house a little bit more, and I could tell he doesn't like it. Because I leave, when I leave, like go to the movies, which I did twice this week, or took a friend out to lunch, he was not happy with me when I came home.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's interesting. The points that I was finding on him, I'm usually finding on most of the animals I'm working with on the show here, points that tend to be a little bit off the spine along the side of their bodies. His were right on the spine, right up. It would be, if it was, you know, working with a human, it would be kind of where the bumps of their spine and their upper back appear to stick out just a little more. And that's kind of where I was with Skeeter, which is sort of unusual. I'm gathering information for myself to see if this is something I see and recognize over and over with certain types of you might call it symptomatic pictures or behavioral pictures. So maybe it was just a little, maybe those are, you know, something that helps with the anxiety a little. I guess we'll find out next month.
All right, Bettina. Thank you for calling Animal World and hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day afternoon.
Well, happy Mother's Day to all those with furry and humans. And thank you so much. This is fantastic. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Bettina. God bless. Bye-bye. All right, looks like we got to take care of our advertisers. We'll do that as quickly as possible, and then we're back to the phones that are getting busy. So we'll head first to Diane, and then Charlene, and I don't know who. Oh, and then we got Sue. Yep, we're gonna be cranking through phone calls. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More phone calls straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of the second hour of our Mother's Day edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We did hear from you, Linda Rasmussen, at verticalenergyworldwide.com. And Linda, you know, like we talked earlier, she works out of the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery, so you can work with her in person at her office or remotely, like she does on the radio here. And Linda continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And she says working with her on the radio here doesn't count. So you can work with her on the radio here and you can call her off the air and have a free session, which is wonderful because, you know, that you get a lot more time and so forth and go deeper into the work. So you can check out Linda at verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com, or you can call or text her, especially if you'd like a free session, 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. All righty then, I think we better just get cruising here, and we are going to head back to the phones, and one of our favorite long-timers, Diane Bellevue is here. Good morning, Diane, and welcome back to Animal World.
Hi.
Hey, Diane.
Hello. So I was calling to see if Whiskers needed some reset energy, and I definitely need some after I had to let go of Theo.
We have some sad news to share, and we in the Animal World family here are aware of it, I think, through Dr. Nils, because I think he worked with you through this process. But so sorry to say that Diane had to say goodbye to her beloved Theo. Oh, gosh, and it's going to get me crying. You know, we've talked about Diane has been here for so many years, and we do talk. She calls in every month about Theo and Whiskers. Anyway, I need some help. I've just realized, so I'm tied up with this emotionally, and
Martha's not helping me not to cry.
Well, maybe I'm doing it for you, Diane. I just know my love is with you, and I know how hard it is. I mean, even though, you know, I know with every cell of my being that it's only the physical body that dies. You know, our soul is eternal. And, you know, Theo has many more lives to lead and will be back and, you know, is connected and all that. But, you know, we're in human bodies. And sometimes that just doesn't make a whole lot of difference because we love that furry little body and all of that. And it still is hard if your heart is open and you allow yourself to feel what you need to do. You got to move through it. So anyway.
Well said, Martha. Well said.
Yeah. And yeah. So anyway, I love you, Diane. And Theo, we love you too. And maybe, hopefully you'll call us next week, and we can check, you know, Natasha can check on Theo for us.
Oh, good. That'll be great.
And on how Whiskers is doing. But it looks like Dr. Nels, you're tuned in to Whiskers at this point?
Yep, I'm giving Whiskers a good tune-up here. And
while you're at it, when you're done, yeah. Whiskers, can you check and see if Leo, if Theo's hanging around and if he's close or anything? Can you just get a feeling of his energy?
Well, let's just say I need focus. So I'm focusing on Whiskers right now.
Right, exactly. I said when you're done with Whiskers, let's maybe have a little check, see if there's anything there that's needed. So Dr. Nels is good working with Whiskers right now. Diane, are you ready for a little session with Linda?
Yes, that sounds great. And I wanted to say, Martha, thank you for your note you sent me.
You're welcome.
I'll tell you later.
I love you. Hugs. All right, Linda, please take over before Diane and I lose it and all we can do is cry.
Well, you know, just for everybody listening, crying is a form of energetic release, and it's a very important and profound release. So there's nothing about crying that doesn't belong in this moment. So
thank you, Linda.
Let's just bring ourselves into that place of peaceful, loving awareness. And I'm going to invite you to bring to your thoughts just whatever has been on your mind a lot lately. And then setting that aside, focusing on the feeling of grief. And we're going to replace grief. And we're replacing grief with the feeling of truthful. So now we're focused on truthful. Truthful and the number 4. And this is an energy that right now is resonating in the heart chakra as we are all thinking truthful 4. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. Your breathing will be to exhale into the earth, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to.
All right, Diane, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes over to the right side of your forehead. Let all your breath out and hold it out as long as you comfortably can, replacing that breath and letting it out again whenever you need to, thinking truthful. 4. Truthful. 4. Truthful. 4. Truthful. 4.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Diane, and with your eyes open, just looking down toward the earth and then letting your head rise and then bringing back into your thoughts what you were thinking. And that is complete. And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of truthful. And when this word truthful, for everyone who's listening, when that comes up, it's about the stories we tell ourselves. So it's just noticing the stories that we're telling ourselves, because these are the stories that we are creating. And so we want them to be good and loving stories as much as we can. So I embrace the feeling of truthful.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Dr. Nels, how is Whiskers?
Yes, Whiskers just needed a good tune-up and got that. And then I did tune in to see if there's anything that was needed for Theo, and I did not find anything that I needed to do there.
Well, that's the good news, because, you know, usually You're out of the body. There, once we're out of these physical bodies, we're okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Generally, that's true.
Yeah, yeah. So so that's good to know that Theo is not needing anything right now. But I'd love to have Natasha check on him and all of you guys for us next week. So, Diane, anything you want to know from Linda or Nels?
No, but I wanted to say thank you, Nels, for working on Theo and making his transition more comfortable.
Well, I'm you're very welcome. He's such a special boy, and it's always been a pleasure to work with you and Theo and, of course, Whiskers. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate
Diane.
It. No, it
Thanks
helped
for...
him to leave with more ease than he would have.
Yeah, and you know, Diane does bring up a really good point, and that is many times because of how we feel about our animals and how much we love them and just want to hang on, they do have trouble letting go. And my work, when we get the energy balanced, there is that sense of it's okay now.
Yes, yeah. And I like to think he got that feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was also going to say after the call that this is one of the things that this neuroenergetic balancing can be so incredibly helpful with, is when they are towards the end of their life and all of that. Now, sometimes it surprises us because, remember, Dr. Nels, or they don't control the energy. They just do what the body tells them. Well, sometimes the animal's not ready to go, and they work on them, and boom, they rally and come back. And I'm thinking of that Chewy, I think.
Chewy.
And he just kept coming back and coming back. And then, but if they're ready, it's their time to transition. This just makes it easier for them. So it's so good to do at end of life, either way. Anyway, Dan, we love you. And hold on to Whiskers, and let's talk to you again next week, okay?
Thank you all very much. God bless you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. We got another one coming up here. I think we at least can go ahead and get started. We might have to hold this call over, but we will go back to the call I've been expecting. We're heading out to Edmonds and Charlene. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. Good morning, Charlene.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing better, and Rover's been doing better, and we took him off Prozac.
Time out. Okay. Yep. I hope you've got time, because I know right now we're going to probably need to hold you over the top of the hour do everything we need to. This is one of the cases I was telling you about, Dr. Nels, and everybody, that I'm seeing some of the most horrendous behavior stuff I've seen, and stuff that I saw decades ago and haven't seen. Now it's all coming back again. Well, Rover was one of those. Mm-hmm. Rover's a Wheaton poodle mix. It's more like a Wheaton with a shorter coat, curly, kind of golden retriever colored, sort of. Rover's about 4 years old. Mm-hmm. And you got him at a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
It was a rescue for you.
Mm-hmm.
But he is one of those dogs that has this extreme flash aggression.
Yes.
And Charlene contacted me for help for her and her husband, mm-hmm. because Rover had really gone overboard with this stuff, and he attacked Scott in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Won't let him into his bedroom and attack him and all that kind of stuff. Well, anyway, I went and did the session, and these kind of dogs, I believe this dog most likely has the underlying endocrine immune imbalance, the Pluckner imbalance. But as most of you regulars know, we don't have any vets around on the west side here that can treat it. So we have to just deal with food and then all the behavior tools that I have and all of that. But it sounds like we made a few breakthroughs when I was there in the session, and Rover was starting to turn around with some things.
Mm-hmm.
But you say, and I think, didn't we talk the next day that he didn't attack Scott that night?
No.
So he is truly doing better?
Yeah, he hasn't attacked Scott since you were here.
Yay!
We've been using the oh boy cheese.
The jolly routine, yeah.
Jolly routine, and he hasn't done it, not once. He did a little bit with me the next day when I tried to get him down off the bed, but then he stopped, and he's been better. We're working on the barking and working on the getting off, and we changed his food, and we took him off. I changed his food to all natural foods. I'm doing Awesome Belly and this Badlands. It's all natural, human grade. And he's been better. I wanted to take him off the Prozac because it was making him sick to his stomach, and he was really
lethargic. Well, that's right. The vet had prescribed Prozac before I came, and he'd only been on it for a week, but he had what seems to me as an extreme reaction to the Prozac, and he wouldn't eat.
No.
He's normally a good eater. So you did take him off of it.
Yep.
Has his appetite improved?
Yeah, and we changed his food. He didn't like canine caviar. He wouldn't touch it, but he really loves this natural, it's in a can, it's natural food, Awesome Belly. Okay. It's totally natural. And then we
Wonderful.
Give him some Badlands, and he's been eating again, and his stomach is better. He's a little less lethargic, a little more like his normal self, but also he rests and stuff, but he's been better about not barking, and I actually took him on a walk and he met a dog and a person and didn't get upset.
Yay!
So he's been
all right.
He's been better.
Okay, now I'm looking at the clock and we're running out of time because we're going to have to close out this hour. We got to get on the love train and then start up the next hour. Can you hold on with us and love train with us, and then we'll actually do the work on Rover and a session with you after the top of the hour? Can you do that?
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
So we're going to put Charlene and Rover on. Now, oh, it looks like Dr. Nails, you're making a connection with Rover already.
Yeah, I'll be working through the break here because it feels like this might be a little bit.
Well, yeah. Okay. All right. So we're going to run over, David, just so you know. I'm just going to tell you that I told Charlene and Scott, when you call in, if Dr. Nails tunes in to Rover and says, oh, there's not much to do, we don't want to hear that. We want to hear, oh, there's a lot to do, because that means there's something to balance and that will help. And Dr. Nels is saying, I'm going to be working through the whole break. There's a lot to do. So that's actually good news, Charlene.
Oh, good.
All right.
Good.
So Dr. Nels is going to work on Rover, and the rest of us are going to love train. Charlene, you're going to hold on. We will come right back to Charlene after the break. And you know, you don't get to opt out. Dancing is required. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up, join the love train with me. I'll come by, cruise through and pick you up. And we're going to send the love all over the country, all over the world. You know all the places it needs to go. And love is more the most important and the most powerful energy on the planet. So we're just going to smother the whole planet with love and see if we can't lighten up the energy here. So love all around, and I energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer just to get us some extra juice for the day and the week. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up. Stay right where you are. More phone calls are next, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.